Hey y'all, it's your girl Coach Kinsley. Today is a Mother's Day special, though everyone can benefit from this one.
I've done my Mother's Day duties, and I am ready to go, Coach. So I'm ready to pod this up.
Let's go.
Welcome to 15-Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. I'm producer Mike, senior editor for the podcast, and a former client of Coach Kinsley's who benefited from every rep until I heard...
3, 2, 1, let's go! Remember to always consult your physician before starting any nutrition or fitness regimen.
All right, Coach, you've got Mother's Day on your mind. Let's go.
Yeah. In the United States of America, Mother's Day was on Sunday, the 12th. And I think that's a great opportunity to talk about mother's health. There's this big culture behind bouncing back from birth. Not only am I a personal trainer and nutritionist, but I'm also a trained doula. So I've gotten to get a more intimate knowledge of pregnancy and postpartum. And bouncing back, it's not realistic. It's not reasonable. And I'm really sorry that the culture kind of has put this pressure onto moms. It takes 2 years for your body to physically and hormonally regulate. And there's still other things going on, especially if you are breastfeeding. Bouncing back is not realistic.
I know from being a parent myself that having children fundamentally changes who you are. And I will never be the person I was before I became a dad. And I know my wife has also said the same thing about becoming a mom. It just fundamentally changes how you think about things. And I understand about the bouncing back motif. You know, you see it on social media and people talking about, you know, and I was back in shape in 6 months. To me, given that we both work, it's just a lot. Bouncing back, you're just becoming a new normal. It's a new you. Isn't that right, Coach?
Right. And I think that's a better way to think of it, which is why I don't like the vocab bounce back. You should make time into feeling like a better version of you. But like you said, you're never going to be the same. Well, what do we want to call it instead of bounce back? What's the new word?
I don't know. New normal is pretty overused. What do you have in mind? Oh, so you're really asking me. Okay. I thought you had the answer. I was like, okay, what is it? What is it, Coach?
All right. Hang on a well, I still want to keep it fitness focused because that's what bounce back means. They don't mean your life goes back to how it was. They mean like your body goes back to how it was.
Rebound to revised reality. That's terrible.
I still feel like we're missing the mark. So these aren't tips to bounce back, but perhaps we can call these tips to regain and regulate your health.
Regain your health and regulate your new body. Is that...
This episode, anyone can benefit from, though it is woman-focused. There's not going to be a how to regulate your hormones, which is why I'm hesitant to even use that word, you know?
I like that, what you just said.
These aren't tips to bounce back, because we don't like that word. These can be tips to get back to a regular focus on your health. So that's why this episode can be for anyone. So the number one thing that I would put on the top of the list is make time. This is not a huge surprise, but it turns out to be pretty hard. And whatever making time looks like to you, whether that's more focused on restoring or if it's more focused on physical activity, you got to put it in your calendar. Not just say, I'm going to make time. When? How long? Be specific. You have to plan for it.
I think, Coach, what we've talked about in our previous episodes is intentionality. You have to plan to take breaks, to recharge yourself mentally and emotionally. I remember those days as a new parent, you just go and go and go, and you're always thinking about the future and not thinking about yourself. The next feeding, the next change, when's the next appointment, who's coming over to see the baby again. All of those things play and play and play, but you've got to be intentional about making time for yourself.
Making time looks different for everyone. If you only have 5 minutes out of the 24 hours in the day, you only have 5 minutes to yourself, meditation is fine. You know, like you got to work with where you're at. Now, if you have an hour and a half to yourself, do a light lift for an hour and then take a shower for the last 30. Wherever you're at, it needs to be intentional and it needs to be planned.
That's fantastic advice, Coach, because to maintain sort of a connection to who you are outside of being a parent, even if it's for 5 minutes, and as you said, the spending time meditating can bring you back to that space. reconnect with who you were, because your other 95% of your life is going to be being a parent. So don't forget who you are, because in time, you'll be back to being a parent soon enough.
Being a parent is a part of your identity, but it's not the only part in your identity. And it's very common for mothers and fathers to get lost in that part of their identity.
And, you know, being intentional about your own self-care, Coach, sort of models that behavior. I know it's a little bitty baby, but if you do it again and again and again as a part of who you are, as part of your own intentionality, modeling that self-care, your child will see that and pay attention to it. Even if you're not doing it just for them, you're doing it for yourself. So modeling that self-care is huge.
Yes. Turning it from a chore into a habit so that your child will naturally pick up on it. So that's point number one, making time, whatever that looks like for you. Point number two, I know it sounds redundant, but you gotta drink your water. You have to drink your water, especially if you're breastfeeding. You are requiring so much more water than you usually would if you weren't.
Yeah, we talk about hydration all the time, and it is so important to keep yourself healthy. As you said, Coach, even if you're breastfeeding, even if you're helping take care of the baby after the mom gets a break, maintaining your own hydration will keep you energized for the times that you actually really need it. And so I think that's a terrific point.
Right. And kind of on the same point, I really do mean water, not other liquids. It's so easy to drink your calories, and it's not going to sustain your body like eating your calories does. So really, new parents out there, make sure you are getting your water and maybe lay off the soda for a little bit.
Yeah, dehydration could lead to fatigue, make you kind of loopy, and you're already going to be tired. So keep up that hydration.
And this kind of leads into point number three and four are going to be more focused on women, though anyone can benefit. Number three is going to be eliminate your sugar or minimize it. It's very, very easy to drink your sugar in these awesome drinks, you know, whether it's more natural like your orange juice or it's more like a fruity frappe, whatever, whatever at Starbucks, you know. Keeping your sugar low will help to regulate yourself in the sense where you're not like spiking your sugar and then it's dropping and then spiking and dropping. Like, your life is already enough of a roller coaster. Let's not do that to your system.
for us more advanced folks out there, Starbucks is Starbucks.
Yeah. And then the next point I would say is to increase your fiber. Again, this is more focused on postpartum women, but anyone can benefit from increasing your fiber. It's really an anti-inflammatory and has a lot of benefits to your whole digestive system. I mentioned it in our macronutrients episode briefly that there's soluble fiber and insoluble fibers. And maybe we'll talk about that next episode.
Yeah, Coach, that part of that intentionality, we talked about it in the prepping snacks episode. We've talked about it in hydration, focusing on fiber, and really making those gradual changes and reading your labels, being intentional about looking at labels.
Read your labels.
I mean, that's a huge thing. As you said, Coach, it's easy to just jump on, you know, a super frappuccino mocha Java. And suddenly that's like, you know, 1,000 calories that you're downing, and then you crash, you know, and the baby's crying and you're tired and all of these things can happen. So keeping yourself at least nutritionally focused just for that minute it takes to look at the label, it's really going to benefit you later on.
Right. Food is fuel. And how fiber helps your fuel is that your soluble fiber, it's going to help you to not overeat. And I know that a lot of people will like find comfort in food, so this is really helpful, but it also helps your body to absorb nutrients better. Even if you are getting those good foods, if you're not getting enough fiber, you might not be absorbing as much as you could. So that's going to be your soluble fiber. And then your insoluble fiber is just generally going to help your digestive system run better.
So like what kind of fiber, Coach? I mean, are you talking about like grape nuts or a wheat bran? Are you talking about actual different foods with fiber in it?
Right. So those were actually both really spot on examples. So your soluble fiber would be like your nuts, your seeds, legumes, and then insoluble, that would be more like your vegetables, your whole grains.
So if I'm up in my fiber intake, I need to up my hydration or keep it solid.
Yes, 100%. And then the last point that I really want to drive home is that you gotta get enough protein. I'm harping on this one forevermore as well, but protein, it is critical to repairing your muscles post-workout.
Are you talking about more fish, Coach?
Yeah, I'm talking about more fish. Yeah, so, you know, protein is critical to repairing your muscles post-workout, right? That's what we usually are talking about when we talk about why protein is so important. But it's called labor because it's work, right? It is labor. Like, your muscles are going to need to recover after that. So getting your protein intake after that is essential as well.
Yeah, and I think another thing that you've talked about in the past too is watching your portions, because, you know, I could have a bunch of apples and peanut butter and just snack on that all day, but eventually I'll be at my limit and I will start storing that as fat. So being intentional about my portion sizes, and if you think about this while you're putting together the crib for the first time, while you're painting the nursery, while you're doing all of these things in preparation for your baby coming home, think about your own nutrition and your own self while you're prepping for the baby, because that's going to be all consuming. But as we talked earlier in this episode, take a little time for yourself. And if you continue that sort of progress, then as the baby comes, you're always going to remember that, because it's a habit. It's hard to do, yes, and you change as a person becoming a parent, but having that habit built into you is going to pay off as you go through. It really is.
Right, because then you don't need to think about it anymore. And now, boom, we have space to think about more other things, like how lovely life is. What a blessing.
And you will. It is truly a blessing. Truly a blessing.
All right. Well, shout out to all those moms out there. Happy Mother's Day. Shout out to all those dads showing up and making mom feel special.
Hey, Coach, that was a pod for the ages. We potted that up. So why don't you hit us back with the 5 highlights?
All right. Let's hit the highlights. Here we go. Be intentional about making time for yourself. Whatever that looks like for you, put it in your calendar and do it. And make sure you drink lots of water. Try to avoid those sugary drinks and avoid too much sugar in general. And instead, fill your diet with fiber, like your veggies and your whole grains and your protein. Yes, get some fish. Thank you so much for joining us today on 15 Minute Fitness Fix with Coach Kinsley. The fun doesn't need to stop here. Email me at coach@coachkinsley.com. You can check out my webpage, coachkinsley.com, and also find me on Instagram at, you guessed it, Coach Kinsley. Your girl. See you next week. Boom.